All right, so we are recording. And so everybody here that's participating on the live call will be participating in whatever energies are streaming through as we're on the call. And likewise, if you are listening to the replay or if you've been on the call live and then are listening back to the replay again, you will get whatever benefit from these transmissions and activations all over again. And I would say that that would happen probably up until about maybe listening 3 or 4 times, you'll still get the same activation, right? So, so I'm really excited to have all of you here. And as I mentioned before, I would like you to all be able to participate and have interaction on this call, especially if you have any questions are wanting some clarity on something. I just want to say that if you ask something of a very personal nature that pertains specifically to you, the answer that I'm going to give you will be general enough that everybody could take it, right? So I'm not addressing anything specifically personal here, although if you are struggling with something, you can ask the question and my answer to you will be based on your question, but in a broader sense so that other people can apply it within themselves as well, all right? So I just wanted to say that first. So welcome, everybody. I'm so excited to have you here and to those who are not able to make it, but will be listening to the replay for this. Everybody's energy collective is already here. So those who are here and those who are not able to participate tonight, it doesn't matter because everybody's energy is already meeting. It's a collective experience. It's in the quantum field. It's just that you are able to be physically present here with me on the call and with each other. And then those others participating are here, but a different aspect of themselves, although they are not seen. And that's on a very quantum level, right? So what I want to do before we actually get into a conversation about the energy that we've been experiencing is I would like to bring us all together into heart coherence, right? Which is really important right now where we're operating from our heart center. And then also to expand you and do a little activation to bring you right into that 333 12 12 12 Christed timeline energy for the 2020 timelines that we are connecting to at this time. So I'm going to ask everybody to just sit back and relax and close your eyes. And we're just all going to do a nice little meditation together. My eyes are going to be closed too because I will be guiding you based on the collective experience. So I'm going to ask you to just take a nice breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just keep doing that, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you're beginning to focus on that breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, I want you to focus on your heart center, bringing that breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and focus on your heart area. And as you're breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, imagine that that breath is actually now coming in through your heart, out through your heart. And as you're breathing in through your heart and out through your heart, I want to anchor you further into your higher consciousness. So I want you to go into the center of your head. And if you go into the center of your head, you'll realize that you are operating from the center of your head, even though we're doing this exercise in breathing. And so be in the center of your head with the awareness that you are in the center of your head. And then I want you to imagine that you're taking the consciousness that is you, that is residing in the center of your head by the hand, and walking it down through your face. So you're taking your consciousness by the hand, walking it down through your face, walking it down through your throat, down through your shoulders and right into your chest and right into your heart. And if you did that, you will probably feel that energy run all the way down through your legs. Feel it usually in the top of your thighs to your knees. And just let yourself feel that feeling of filling up your heart center. And if you want more of an experience, you can always put your hands over your heart. And just now, taking breath in and breath out through the heart center, still using your breath in through your nose and your breath out through your mouth. Now I want you to bring your consciousness that is residing in your heart center back up through your shoulders, using your breath, bringing it back up into your head, connecting into your third eye, and bringing that breath now back into your crown area, breathing in and out through the crown, and allowing yourself to go up now, right up into the higher realms. So taking that breath in, and as you push it out, bring your awareness and your consciousness right up into the eighth energy center, the eighth dimension. And breathing in and out again on the out breath, bring it right up into the ninth energy center, ninth dimension. And as you take your next breath in and blow that breath out, go right up into the 10th energy center, a 10th dimension. And on the next breath in, I want you to go right up into the 11th energy center or 11th dimension. And now as you take your next breath, we're going to go right up into the 12th energy center or 12th dimension. And as you are in this 12 dimensional space, I want you to imagine that there is a thin silver film above your head in this space. Punch through that film and you'll be in the blackness of the Godhead. So just allow yourself to float up into the Godhead. And as you are in the darkness of the Godhead, I want you to notice that there is a light beam across from you. That is your higher self. Allow yourself to connect with your higher self. Imagine locking arms with it. And as you connect with your higher self and lock arms, jump back down into the 12th energy center, 12th dimension. And using your breath, coming back down with your higher self into the 11th energy center, 11th dimension. And now coming down into the 10th energy center, 10th dimension. And now come down into the 9th energy center, 9th dimension. And bring your higher consciousness right down into the 8th energy center, 8th dimension. And bringing it down now right into your crown, your 7th energy center, 7th dimension. And we're going to actually stay in the crown area for just a moment. And as you are experiencing your crown area, I would like you to allow your higher self to assist you in expanding your crown. So we're going to make the cone of your crown wider. So imagine your crown chakra starting to widen and expanding and filling up the space that you're sitting in. And as it fills up the space that you're sitting in, I want you to imagine that that space is no longer big enough to contain your crown chakra, to contain your crown energy. And as you are having this experience and this awareness that your crown is wanting to expand more, I want you to allow yourself to begin to expand your crown outside of the room that you are residing in. And as you are expanding outside of the room, I want you to imagine that you are now reaching all the way back up with your crown from where you came. All the way back up, your crown is extending through the 8th dimensional portal, through the 9th dimensional portal, through the 10th dimensional portal. Allow yourself to feel this in your body as you are expanding up into the 11th dimensional portal and finally into the 12th dimensional portal. And as you are having this experience, feeling yourself expanding into these heights, connecting more deeply to the all that is, to the Godhead, to your Oversoul monad, now I want you to come back all the way down through that channel, coming back down into your crown. And as you enter your crown with your higher consciousness, I want you to bring your higher consciousness down through your third eye energy center, down through your throat energy center, down into your heart energy center. And as it hits your heart energy center, I want you to imagine it overflowing your heart center as if it was overflowing a cup. And as your higher consciousness overflows your energy center in the heart area, allow it to spill down to the rest of your energy centers throughout your body. Thinking of your body as an interconnected web, allowing your higher consciousness, your higher self, to expand into all facets, expanding into all energy centers, all meridian points, all nadi points, allowing yourself to be completely immersed in your higher self energy. Now I want you to come back into focus in your heart center, and again, taking in that breath, breathing in that breath. And as you're breathing in this breath, I want you to be aware that that column, that pathway that you opened in your crown area that reaches all the way up now into the 12th dimension is your ascension column. It is your ascension chamber. It is the tube torus that anchors into your electromagnetic field, into your toroidal torus. And as you are having this awareness that you have now expanded into your ascension column, I want you to imagine seeing the 1111 activation code coming down from the 12th dimension down that tube torus, coming down through your ascension column and activating you for the 1111 awakening code. And that code hits you, and it comes into your body, and it disperses, and the energy is taking in exactly as your higher self needs it to. And just breathe that in. And now I want you to imagine that the 333 activation code comes down from the 12th dimension all the way down your ascension column, coming down all the way into your heart center. And as it hits your heart center, it is integrated and taken in exactly as your higher self needs it. And just take that in. Activating the Christed timeline within you. And now I want you to imagine that you have the 444 code coming down from the 12th dimension, coming down through your ascension column. And as the 444 code hits your heart center, it activates all of those galactic aspects of yourself, the intel that needs to turn on, that needs to assist you in remembering your true self, your authentic self. And take that in. And now I want you to imagine that the 12, 12, 12 code comes down from the 12th dimension through your ascension column, coming all the way down into your heart center, taking that 12, 12, 12 code in of soul mastery and expansion. And just take that in, allowing it to integrate in exactly the way your higher self needs it. And now focusing your breath again, the in-breath through the nose in the heart center, and the out-breath blowing out any distortions or anything that is not serving your highest best good. And just allowing ourselves to gently release whatever we are not needing in this moment, as we are feeling ourselves being activated by all this divine light that we are receiving in this moment now. And just take that in, allowing yourself to begin to become aware of your physical form, allowing yourself to become aware of the room that you are residing in, of the sound of my voice. And as you are becoming more aware of the you that is you, sitting where you are in your allness, I want you to make your way back gently into your room, opening your eyes upon your return and allowing yourself to be present, as we are all one. And as everybody is arriving back, welcome. Hopefully you enjoyed that activation for the higher self, bringing more of your higher self down, anchoring more light within your physical form. So let's talk about these energies that we are in, because we are in a magical time right now. We are in the 1212 to 1221 corridor, the final gate, if you will, for this ascension process that we have been navigating in the past 7 years. And the reason that this is so powerful is because this is the final time we're going to be using dates as markers, because as we get into the 2020 energies more deeply, we're no longer going to be marking time using calendar dates. So we won't be looking at the 88 Lionsgate portal as a time marker, and we won't look at the 1111 as a manifestation portal, or the 1212 or the 1221. So we won't be looking at these anymore, because we'll be moving away from a linear-based timeline as we move into a more non-linear state of being. And so you may have already noticed in some of the things that you're experiencing that things are changing somewhat, that dreams are changing and becoming very different, that your meditations are becoming very different, that just laying down in bed trying to go to sleep at night is feeling very different. Because as we are navigating in these energies, our day-to-day experience, it's requiring us to hold these energies that are coming in our physical form. And our physical form was not created to hold these energies that are creating these 158 hertz spikes on the Schumann resonance. I think you know, we are seeing magnitudinal energies that we have never seen before. And it's not like it's one type of energy that's coming through. We're experiencing a multitude of energies. Every time I take a picture and I post that picture on Facebook or Instagram or one of the others, that picture is an activation as we are all activating each other in the pictures that we're sharing back and forth, because these energies are so present. And the pictures, if you look at them, the one I posted today of the sun had all those rainbow rays shooting out of it, doesn't even look like a picture anymore. It looks like a pixelated painting of some kind, because it has this almost 3D essence to it, whereas our pictures in the past have always felt very one-dimensional and very flat. So we're seeing a lot of things changing. The way that we're feeling these days is changing, and every time we have a major shift that we're engaging in, our bodies are feeling different in each moment. So from day to day, yesterday may have felt significantly lighter to most of you and was more flowy and not quite as heavy, even though it was cloudy and it was snowing. And then you wake up today and you can already feel the energy building as we get to the 12-12 time placeholder for today. And notice that if you closed your eyes for a minute during that time, you would have felt a wave of energy just pass through your body. It was like this wave that just went right through and then came back. And it, so everything is different. Everything is more visceral. And as we are experiencing the veil thinning, we're going to be experiencing more of these feelings within our physical form. So there's really no getting away from this, and it's all in how we're handling it that is really important or very relevant now at this time. So part of this has to do with the dimensions that we're experiencing, and the other part of this has to do with the type of energy coming through, right? So let's take the energies first, and I'll give you the rundown of what's been taking place with that, and then we'll talk about the dimensions. So we've been having a lot of plasma, and plasma is when we take a picture of the sun and it doesn't have those extensions, right? It doesn't have rays shooting out of it. Instead, it's just the sun, except it's either very bright or sometimes it's very, very yellow or very orange. And if you notice it around the outside, it's got like waves of distortions, right? It almost looks like it's got rings around it, but there's no rays with it. That energy is plasma. And that energy, when it comes into the physical form, think of plasma, right? Plasma is thick. It's viscous, right? It's what is in our blood, and it makes our blood thick and viscous. And for me, whenever I feel plasma coming in, it always feels like like jello going through my body, or you know, like something thick. Just going through your body, right? And it's what it's doing is it's working on a molecular level. So it's going down to the nitty-gritty in the cells, and it's working on the infrastructure of the cell to rework the cell, if you will, right? So in the cells we have an atoms and nucleus and all of that stuff, which I wasn't really good at science in school, but my higher realms and my galactic friends tell me that what it's doing is it's restructuring those aspects of our cells. So it's changing the format. So it's like if you were a computer programmer, it's recoding the code that's in our body, right? Which is why everybody is talking about DNA all the time. And so it's actually recoding our body's infrastructure. And so it, in this sense, it's working on the DNA, the two strands of physical, but also the strands that are out in the etheric field, right? And changing our bodies. So if you think about strand one being the keeper of the body and how the body operates, that strand is about the human body vehicle. Strand two is about time and duality. Well, we know that time and duality are changing and time is becoming more nonlinear. So if you think about plasma energy and its restructuring of the cells in the body, then it makes sense that it's restructuring our physical form, because our physical form holds the code within it, holds the second strand within it that runs the show when it comes to time and duality. Does that make sense to everybody? It's really powerful, right? And so if you think about it from that perspective, then we need that energy to come through and kind of reorganize what's taking place in the physical form. That process that is taking place within your physical body is what's creating our light body, right? So it's giving us the opportunity to expand into more light, which is why we're interplaying and interacting with all of these different energies that are coming through. It's turning on more of the coding for us in our DNA, in our body. So that's plasma, and you'll notice that in the sky when you look at the sun, or when you take a picture in it, and it looks like it's just a lump in the sky. It's just a disc, and it's got the distorted rings around the outside of it, right? And then we have gamma energy, and I know some of you have felt that, because gamma energy is the energy that comes through, and it makes you feel like you're the ever-ready rabbit, right? It's the one that distorts our sleep, that makes it impossible for us to have a good night's sleep, because we're up all night and then we want to sleep during the day, or sometimes we're just up. Is that you, Joe? So sometimes we're just up and we can't go to sleep and we can't do anything else. And it's like our mind is going 10,000 miles a minute and we want to do this, but we want to do that. And nothing seems to work out, right? But that, if you can get yourself focused, that's a great time to get things done, because it really is the energy that you want to be working and creating and doing all of that stuff in, right? And so gamma works through our nervous system, which is why we feel hyped up, we feel anxious, right? It's the one that creates the heart palpitations and the anxiety. And it also works through our immune system. So when you go offline with a cold some kind of illness, a stomach ache or nausea or anything like that, that's because it's working through our immune system. So gamma comes in and it plays on the nervous system and the immune system. So it's actually activating two areas. And the other part of that is that when it's coming into the body, you can feel it, because it literally feels like a mild current of electricity running through your body. And you can tune in very easily to that at night when you're laying down, because you'll just feel it. And you'll feel it a lot in your extremities, like your fingers and your toes and stuff. So you'll feel that electric jolt. Then we have photonic light. Photonic light is living conscious light. And photonic light is when the clouds are big and fluffy and they're spread out. They're not like a puffball, right? That's different. But when they're big fluffy clouds and they're all spread out and they're all strewn about the sky, and you know, sometimes they look like they're striations of clouds. They're not crisp on the edges. Like we could see a cloud that actually looks like a beautiful cloud with crisp edges. That's not photonic light. Photonic light, the clouds are somewhat messy. It's like somebody did a watercolor in the sky and left messy clouds, right? And that energy, the photonic light, is what puts us to sleep. So when you're feeling sleepy, it's because you've taken in a lot of photonic light, and it breaks down the illusions and the distortions that we hold. So when photonic light hits us, it actually brings us more clarity so that we're capable of seeing the distortions, the programs, the limiting beliefs, the karmic loops, all of that stuff that's playing out in our day-to-day reality, right? So it brings all of that to the surface in order for us to be able to then let it go, okay? And so the next form is the rainbow light, which I know that you have all been seeing mass amounts of rainbow energy all over the place, right? And a lot of it now we're seeing it in the rays. And the rainbow light is really aligned with the 4D portal that opened, right? So fourth dimension. So as Gaia, our planet, is anchoring more 4D energy on it, we have the opportunity to elevate our consciousness through the work that we do for our spiritual evolution and ascend ourselves into that 4D state along with Gaia. And so that's also an access portal to get us into 5D as well, right? And so for those people that are not meant to be here during this close out to the ascension and this new beginning that we're embarking in the 2020 timelines that have already started and that happened back in May, they're passing. And because the rainbow light bridge has expanded during this time, right? Our rainbow light has been extremely significant. We're seeing little shards of it all over the place. And kudos to all of you that are noticing that you're seeing it and paying attention to it. And posting it and sharing it to awaken others, because that's showing you that as that happens, the more often that is happening, it's an indicator for you that you are accessing more fourth dimensional consciousness. Isn't that nice? So it's like a little indicator to let you know, hey, good job. You're accessing more of your 4D self, okay? Which then makes what more accessible? 5D consciousness, right? Because it's the next right in line. So the more information you have, the more you'll be able to navigate these energies in an easier way so that you understand what is taking place within your physical form and also on a spiritual level, right? With your intuition or your psychic ability or your ability to channel, because it's no longer going to be mediumship. It's going to be more channeling now as we're connecting in a very different way than we have ever connected in before, because the old way of connecting, which was mediumship, is going away. It's changing. It was a 3D paradigm that was built into the old teachings that were more human-based teachings, right? And so through channeling, we're accessing more of our internal intel that we have, and we're also accessing more of our telepathic ability, right? So, and that's really kind of cool. So now, aside from these energies that we do have diamond light codes coming in, right? So when we see the diamond light codes, those are more along the line of the Christed light. So when we see those big rays emanating from the sun, right? That's more that Christed light, the diamond light code, that's very heart-centered energy, okay? And when we see that, usually the feeling surrounding it is very blissful. It's a really sublime, very blissy kind of feeling. And so it's also assisting us and supporting us. And then what happens is once that comes in and starts working through the heart center, and if your heart is needing greater expansion, then you will feel that expansion happen. And in that expansion happen, you may have some anxiety or heart palpitations, but if you breathe through it, it'll make the transition through that so much easier. But normally that Christed light is just so blissful, you know. And if you're tuning into the sun and really paying attention to the sun and start communicating with it, it calls me, which is why you see me get those crazy pictures of it, because it'll be like, hey, come now, come look at me, come take a picture. And then I do, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. But then I'll go back later to try and take another picture, and it's just never the same. You know, Solaris was calling me in that moment. And so it will do that with you too, the more you start playing with that energy, right? So the feelings that we've been having, let's talk about that for a second, because, you know, I work from home, so I don't really interact with the public too much. Although I am tuned into the collective, I can sense what's going on and know what's going on. But when I do go out and I'm out and about in public, I really tune into everything that's taking place because I feel it right in my field. It comes right through, right? And I'm not only telepathing what's happening or what's about to go down, but I'm feeling it as well, right? And so what I'm noticing happening is that as we're already shed out most of 3D consciousness from Gaia, right? And she's holding more of a 4D alignment right now, 5D alignment. Although she has higher frequencies that are anchored to her, we as humans in this physical form cannot access those at this time, right? If we did access or try to access the, let's say, seventh dimensional consciousness and maintain our physical form in 7D, we would actually have to leave the planet in order to do that, right? Because our physical form can't hold that energy. We might see it once in a while with the two suns in the sky, right? When we see two suns out there and we're like, hey, that's really cool. That's two suns. That's 7D showing up, but it doesn't last long. As you can see, the other day when I posted those pictures, the sun, Solaris called me, come now. And my phone was upstairs and I'm like, why don't I have my phone? And by the time I got out there, I could see that the second sun of 7D consciousness was already starting to dissipate and fall apart because it can't be held in the field yet. It just can't, right? So this is really some interesting times that we're in. And so as Gaia is holding more of the 5D consciousness, 4D, 5D consciousness, the more we do our work, the more it allows us to access then those higher states of consciousness within our physical field. Now, the reason everybody is feeling out of sorts and we're seeing so many chaotic people because people are losing their minds. I don't know if you guys are seeing that out there, but they're really freaking losing their minds. And the place that I'm really hating to be these days, and you guys, I know you're going to say yes, on the road. I hate driving. People are insane. Crazy, right? But here's what's happening. And so it'll help you because the more we have information, the more we can send out to everybody that's in our field that is driving with us. Right? So what's happening is imagine the average person that has no idea what the heck ascension is, right? They're very rooted in their basic principles that they've known their whole entire life. They've had some, you know, tragedies or events in their life that have made them a little bitter. They're angry. They're not generally a happy person. And then the next thing you know, you come in contact with them and they're still anchoring that 3D energy in their field that is no longer really present in your field because you're all, everybody on this call is doing your work. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this call. I guarantee you that, okay? And so what's happening is as you're doing your work and you're ascending your consciousness, you're shedding out through the work, right? Because sometimes it's work, it takes work, it takes a lot of letting go. Sometimes it's a lot of crying. Other times it's laughing, but sometimes crying. And sometimes we have to let things and people go, places, all that kind of stuff, right? So it is work. But you, as you're doing your work and you're shedding that third dimensional energy out of your field, you're replacing it with more 4D energy. So all of you are now operating in 4D and anchoring mostly 4D in your field, and sometimes you're vacillating in 5D, right? Which is when you get those feelings of euphoria coming rushing through, and you're like, oh, I just feel wonderful today, and life is good, and I'm loving where I am, and I'm so happy, and then you want to give love to everybody and money and whatever else you own and all of your possessions, right? Because it's just stuff, and you're super happy, and you're in that blissful state, right? But then you encounter someone that is not so happy, that is really struggling within themselves because they're not willing to let go of anything from the old paradigm. They're not willing to let go of the past, and they keep regurgitating those old memories, and those old memories are in their field, and then it's anchoring more into them, and there's really, you know, no opportunity for them to anchor that anymore into their field. And so they're feeling the imbalance or the distortion within their physical field of that 3D energy wanting to pull out and them continuing to grab it and pull it back in, right? And so that's what they're feeling. And that's why they're feeling so angry, because they are really working very, very hard at holding those old memories in place so that they can relive them over and over and over and experience them. And what they don't realize is that that's actually a form of punishment, punishing themselves, right? Because that, not only does that timeline not exist anymore in the past, but it's not even in your physical reality anymore at all. Right. The other day I was having an experience where I was so present in my present now moment, and you guys are going to experience this, which is why I want to bring this up. I was so present in my moment of being in that present moment that I actually had this crazy, amazing awareness that nothing before that moment that I was in ever existed before. It was actually mind-blowing, because it was like, I was like, I can't even comprehend how there was a past beyond where I am now, and then now again, right? And it lasted, I want to say, probably for maybe a minute. And it was so surreal, so startling to me, that I had to like mush it over in my head a couple of times, because I was like, what just happened, right? So that was like, that's what we call a template wipe, where it like erases all past memories, anything prior to this moment now or being in this moment now. And it was so big and so powerful that I actually had to stop myself for a moment, right? And you're going to experience that, because that is what we are anchoring into. And that's why we're shedding out 3D. So when we come in contact with those people who are driving crazy and they don't care, and they go across three lanes to get off because they don't want to drive to the next exit and come around, and they're risking their safety and everybody else's safety, it's because their energy is in such a distorted place that they don't even have an awareness, because they're not present in their physical form, right? They don't have an awareness because they're running such deep-rooted, distorted behaviors and patterns in their body, right? And so the other thing that I'm seeing is that many people are using certain substances that are numbing them. You know, smoking weed or doing CBD or taking prescription drugs to kind of numb their feeling, their emotions. And that's also preventing them from releasing from the emotional body what needs to be released, right? Because all of that stuff is basically numbing out the cells, so that the cells can't do what they need to do in order to release, right? So this is really important to have this awareness. And so, you know, we're dealing with all of that. And then when we come in contact with somebody that is behaving in that way, that is having a hard time within themselves and very angry and not present in their awareness, it makes it very difficult for us, because then we're feeling that old 3D distorted timeline, and you're getting a really good indicator of where you are no longer residing, right? And so that is another great awareness to have within yourself. But for us that's doing the work, what's taking place now for us in our reality is that when we are coming into contact with situations like that, because we have to go to the grocery store, we have to go to, you know, a clothing store or any other store that we go to, and we're coming in contact with people that are not doing their work, that are really playing out these distortions, that are having a very difficult time, what's happening is as we're experiencing their energy, we're noticing how light our energy is or has been. And then when we get another bombardment of light, right? Another bombardment of photonic light or from plasma light coming in or whatever, and then we feel heavy again, because now there is a difference in our body because this light is coming and making us feel heavy, it actually makes us want to do more work on ourselves, because now we are recognizing the feeling of what it's like to feel light. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah, right? And so here's the other part of this too. Now, as we ascend and we do more and we get into that fifth dimensional state of beingness, that's even lighter, right? And it feels very high. It feels very euphoric. I know myself, I've had a lot of Kundalini activity with it, right? Whereas the root chakra is getting stimulated without anything needing to happen there. So it's a whole new dynamic that's coming in as we're bringing through more of this Christ consciousness, more of this higher light. That's fifth dimension. It's a very euphoric feeling in the body, specifically the root chakra and the heart chakra. And so what ends up happening is we get used to that moment, or sometimes it lasts for an hour or 2 hours where we're feeling euphoric, or it could last for a day, right? And then you drop back down into fourth dimension again, and you're like, ew, I don't like this. I don't want to be here. And you don't even realize what happened. And that was you ascending into fifth dimensional consciousness and then dropping back into fourth dimension. But now fourth dimension feels heavy to you. Just like if you were in fourth dimension on a regular basis, third dimension would feel heavy to you. Right? So this is really important to keep that awareness, because we're never in one timeline all the time, right? I always talk about staying on your soul path, right? We want to make sure that we're always aligned in our soul path, but that doesn't mean that we're not vacillating in and out of different timelines. We can't help it. Because if you think about the dimensions, if we just talk about third to 12th dimension for a second, it would be like, you know, third dimension exists all the way over to the left, 12th dimension is all the way to the right, and then we have a spectrum of frequencies in between, right? That spectrum of frequencies would be like you tuning your radio station on your car to get a new radio to play on your stereo. And so we're constantly in all facets of our day tuning in and out of those other dimensional timelines, right? This is how we are integrating timelines. So when we're having experiences that are repetitive experiences and we're navigating through them, right? Let's say relationships that are needing to end, or maybe a work situation that you're resolving, or a family dynamic or something like that. The more you experience that situation in your life, the more you're having an opportunity to sort of fold in those timelines, integrate those timelines, right? So that's the easy way to integrate timelines where there are other versions of you playing out in another consciousness that's lower than this consciousness where you reside right here in this now moment. And when we talk about timelines collapsing, a timeline collapse would be where you are, let's say, at a job and you're having a lot of trouble at that job, and that job just doesn't seem to be working out, but you're gonna make it work anyway. And then all of a sudden they hand you your pink slip and tell you that you're fired, right? That's a timeline collapse. Does everybody get that? That's when you did not interact. Stop, Joe. That's when you did not interact in a way that integrated that timeline and cleared that timeline from your present field, right? That instead, you ended up allowing that timeline to collapse, and we don't want timelines to collapse, right? So that's like you in a bad marriage, needing to ask for a divorce. You don't ask for the divorce, they ask for it, they collapse the timeline on you, right? So those are timeline collapses. So we don't want to have a timeline collapse. We want to be the ones that are going to integrate that timeline into our reality, okay? Does anybody have any questions at this point? No? Okay. So let's talk about what's taking place as far as these energies are concerned with the ego versus the higher self, because I get this question all the time. We actually have a lot of energy coming through right now. I don't know if anybody else is feeling that energy that we're receiving, but it's actually working through heart center, and we're in a state of expansion and consciousness. So if you feel yourself starting to heat up and your body getting hot, or you're starting to sweat, or your crown getting hot and tingly, you're activating right now. So I just want to bring everybody into the awareness of that, because that's happening right now in this moment live, okay? So one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because I get asked this question all the time, is when will our ego go away, right? And people ask me this all the time, and my answer is never. We're as long as we're alive, I don't really believe that we're going to see our ego go away in this lifetime, unless we live to be like another 2,000 years old, which I'm shooting for that. And I'll take you all with me as soon as I know the secret on that. At best 100, but we'll see how this goes, right? So, but let's talk about the ego for a second, because we are, we're in a time of embodiment and working through heart coherence, right? And we have all of these different things taking place. And so if we look at the ego was really created as a protection mechanism for our physical form, right? When our soul decided to incarnate in this body, the ego was created. Some have created a very, very strong ego because it was how they chose to participate in this experience, in this incarnation experience, right? But if you think about the ego's job is to protect you, right? So when you go to touch a stove and the ego knows it's hot, it tells you it's hot, don't touch that, or don't do this, or, you know, so that's the job, really, that's the job of the ego, right? But the ego, over the course of centuries, has taken a front seat to the higher self, and in many ways has become very obnoxious in its interaction in our human form, right? In many ways. And so it's really in the driver's seat for so many people. And the people that we were talking about earlier that are not doing any work, that are still stuck in that third dimensional distorted reality that they're playing out, are the ones that are experiencing more of their ego than their higher self. And so the way that we could know or understand when we're experiencing ego is because the ego is usually loud, and it's usually pretty opinionated, right? And it is very focused on either doing something or not doing something. And it's and it can, and it's very obnoxious at times, right? And how we know when it's the higher self is because if you ran that exercise we did earlier and were very conscious and present, then you could feel the gentleness of your higher self as it was engaging through that whole meditative process as you were integrating those aspects of yourself coming down that ascension column, right? And the higher self is with us also every day, except that because the ego is so strong and has the front seat, it has no choice but to sit in the back seat because the higher self was not made in a way to be forceful, right? And so if you're wanting to understand how to engage in your higher self more, then it would be listening for the whispers, because that's how our higher self talks to us. It whispers. It doesn't yell at us. It's not obnoxious. It'll always sound like you. And it comes from a place deep within. Most of the time, it's heart-centered. If you think about the ego and you've listened to your ego, you know that the ego comes from a place that's more mind-focused, right? So next time you're doing an exercise, or you can even practice it here now real quick if you close your eyes and you tune in and you... let's do an exercise to do this. And everybody close your eyes and just sit back. And so if you are, think about something that is needing to be done, right? So maybe there is a part of you that is desiring to take another class that would further your spirituality. And if you are thinking about taking that class, your higher self might come in and say, oh yes, we're very excited to do that. That really feels good to us. And then as your higher self is engaging in that, if that class is meant for you, then it will actually pull that energy of that class into your field, and you can feel that very clearly. But if that class is not meant for you, your higher self will actually push that class further out away from your energy field because it is not meant for you, right? So that's something that you can play with on a regular basis, right? So tuning in and just letting yourself have the awareness and saying in this statement, and see how this statement feels running through your body. My higher self is always at the forefront of everything I do. And see if that statement pulls into you or pushes away from you. And now we're going to take this statement. My ego always runs the show, and see if that pulls into you or pushes away from you. Okay. And you guys can come back into the room. That's just a little exercise that I do that will help you tune deeper into your higher self, right? Because the gentle voice that is wanting the best for you. So if you were wanting to take a class and you were on the fence about it, doing more spiritual work, then your higher self might pull that class into you and say, yes, we need to take that class, right? So if it was not meant to you, then it might push it out of your field and say, no, you really don't need that class. You're beyond that class. And we sometimes struggle with that, right? And just like that happens with the higher self, there have also been times for you where you have been present in a call very similar to this one, or maybe even this one, where something is said and you feel triggered in that moment. And in that moment, you hear a voice say, she's stupid. Don't listen to her. That doesn't make any sense. That's not true. That doesn't happen. That doesn't work, right? And you feel yourself getting triggered, and then you're thinking, why am I thinking that, right? That would be your ego. And your ego would do something in a setting very similar to this. We'll use this as an example, because its purpose here is to keep you in the game, right? If you take yourself out of the game by continuing to bypass your ego, it's not needed anymore. And it knows it's not needed. And, you know, it will really fight for the last word, okay? And I've experienced this myself. In past years, and I will say, I mean, this doesn't happen now, but in my past, years ago, I would be sitting on a call just like this with a mentor, let's say in Hawaii or Mount Shasta or something, and they would say something and I would get so mad that I would go, that's it, I'm not working with this person anymore. That's so stupid, it doesn't make sense, right? And then I would get off the call at the end, you know, because we'd hang up and everything. And then, you know, my higher self would come in and say, why do you feel that way? And you know that this is, you know, a highly aligned teacher, it's a highly aligned teaching and whatever. And then I would find that over the course of a few days, I would have to really make peace with that, because what was happening was my ego was stepping forward so that I could understand its interaction and its interplay in my reality so that I could heal more of it and not bring it forward with me. Does that make sense to everybody? Because this is really very important where we're residing with ego, right? Because the higher we go, when we really start to anchor more fully into 5D, we're going to notice that less and less of our ego is running the show and more of our higher self is. So the more work you can do to release out and shed out those egoic aspects of yourself now, the easier it will be to move into 5D. Alignment, right? Because it's a vibration, it's a frequency, and we can't hold it until we've practiced holding it. That's why it's so hard for some people to move out of third dimension, because they're not trying to do that. They don't want to let go of the old, right? And they keep replaying the old over and over again, and it's not really serving a purpose for them. But now we're coming into a time where we're in a phase of embodiment. And so we really don't have much of a choice, because everything that's taking place now on the earth is really requiring us to embody these higher aspects. And what that means is it's requiring us to be those higher aspects, right? So if we're out and about and somebody is rude to us, it doesn't mean that we can't, you know, enforce our boundaries and put the situation to rest, but it doesn't mean, it means that we're going to do it in a kind and loving way, as opposed to doing it in a nasty way and just mirroring back to them what they're giving to us. Does that make sense? We're holding the highest vibration always. We're not going to align ourselves to something that at the end is just going to pull us back into a lower vibration when we've worked to get into this higher vibrational alignment. And that's really what embodiment is about, right? And as we're coming back into the place of embodiment, it's also requiring that we hold a new aspect within our day-to-day experience called intending, right? We want to intend things. This means that we have to be focused with intention. And we're not just going to go haphazardly about having this or not thinking about where we are headed or what we're trying to accomplish or being kind to somebody, because the energy is moving so quickly now. I mean, it's so fast. It's incredibly fast. And if you're not working with it, it's going to impact you in maybe a negative way, right? Because we've gone from manifestation to materialization. So, you know, I want to show you real quick an aspect of this that happened with Kathy earlier today. Kathy mentors with me for her work and also for her business. And we were having a chat before the call, right? This all has to do with something called alignment, being in alignment. So embodiment, intending, and alignment all go hand in hand. So at her last session, we were talking, and I had showed her a light code that I drew for someone, which is light language. It's written light language. And she was like, wow, feel really connected to that. Could you do something like that for me? So I was like, sure. So the next day I started thinking about it, and I only just got back into art again. So, but you know, because I'm operating in the 5D realm, my artwork has kind of become expansive, and it's been a lot of fun. So as I was sitting, I wasn't even meditating, but this emerald green dragon popped in my head. And so when I connected with Kathy again, I was like, what do you think of an emerald green dragon? And she's like, oh my God, I connect to that so much because that's what I connect to. So I'm like, really cool. Wow, that's awesome, because that's also aligned with unicorn energy. And, you know, it's all pretty cool because I love that energy, and it's, you know, fourth dimensional beings. So earlier today, we were connecting because she knew she was going to get on this call. And she went to the grocery store, and she purchased something, and the bag that they gave her was the bag she's wanted for about a year, but it's never happened. It was Trader Joe's. And so they give you the bag, and the last year it's all been like New York bags or something like that, right, Kathy? Something like that. And then today, when she bagged up her groceries, they actually handed her a bag with a unicorn on it. And she was laughing, and she said, look what I got, because the unicorn and the dragon energy are synonymous with one another, right? And I started laughing. I was like, look at that. I'm doing the dragon for you, and here you get a unicorn energy. And so we end the texting, and I go off to look at something on YouTube, and the first thing that pops up on my YouTube is a video about unicorns. So do you see how that works? That's like segment intending, right? So we were both in a high vibration. We were both sharing, interacting. We were both in spiritual alignment. We were both getting ready to come on to this call. And we were both in the vibration of that unicorn that she got on the bag. And so because of that, it actually called in a unicorn into my reality, because I was holding that vibration and we had connected on this, you know, crazy synchronistic energy. So that's how we allow ourselves to stay in vibrational alignment. So when you're, you know, you're in that energetic flow, right? And that requires us to be embodiment, in embodiment, because those of you that know me, that have worked with me or have taken my classes or calls, you know that I'm pretty much always this way, the way that I am now. And so I'm always in the alignment, because the work is me and I am the work, and, you know, I walk the talk, right? So this brings us into intending, because now that was a manifestation, or actually more of a materialization on Kathy's part. And then I materialized the unicorn on YouTube. First video up, I was like, who could even believe this stuff, right? But that's the fun of it, you know? And so now the important thing to know about this is that we are no longer streaming manifestations, we're streaming materializations. So thoughts have to be really, really careful, because you could get something that you really don't want, right? So it would be like this. And I love this example, because this takes us from 3D all the way up the dimensional chain. So in 3D, if we wanted ice cream, we would have to get in our car, go to the store, and get ice cream, right? So we become a little conscious, we start to play the game of manifestation, and we start to sit and telepathically tune in and say, gee, I feel like having ice cream today. I wish somebody would bring me ice cream. And we focus on that all day, right? Because we really want that ice cream, and we're so focused on getting that ice cream and that. And we're just so lazy going out that we keep thinking that it should come to us. And then all of a sudden a friend calls and says, hey, I'm having a problem. I'd really love to come over and talk with you. I'm going to bring a gallon of ice cream if that's okay. And then you're like, yeah, there's my ice cream. Come over, you know? So then the next phase up from that, right? Your next energetic intention up from that would be to think to yourself in full intention, streaming it through your body, because we can't have intention if we're not streaming it through our body. So we're holding that intention through our physical form, which amplifies it. And we think, gee, I'd really like to have some ice cream. I don't think I bought any, but maybe there's some in the freezer. And you go to your freezer and open the door and there's ice cream. Now, you know you didn't buy it, but yet your intention was so incredibly strong that you actually manifested that ice cream in your freezer, right? And so the next way of doing that would be more of a 5D vibrational alignment, right? Where you think to yourself, gee, I want ice cream, and then see it in your hand and it appears in your hand, right? And the last way we really don't want to have, because that would be to think, gee, I want ice cream, and then you actually taste the ice cream and think to yourself, oh, that tasted pretty good, and you never actually even ate it. Right? So we really need to be careful with our intentions, because now we are in embodiment phase. And in embodiment, we're holding this energy, right? This is why when we say to somebody, we're going to pray for them, right? This is really important, very big, because I see this in the community a lot. When we say, I'm praying for you, we do the praying hands or whatever, right? The thing that's most important is, if you're really truly intending to send a prayer or hold a prayer, you have to put the intention behind it, right? Otherwise, the prayer doesn't have the energy to do what it needs to do. Because it's a good thought, because that's what it is. Thoughts are electric, emotions are magnetic. That's why intention needs to be run through the entire physical field. Does that make sense to everybody? This is really, really important, right? Because intention is everything. And now that the vibration is going up to fifth dimensional consciousness, we have to be aware of everything that we're holding, everything that we're doing, everything that we're streaming, everything that we're saying, because you don't want to manifest something that you really don't want, right? When you get good at it, you start calling in things that you really do like, that are very highly aligned for you, that make life really sweet and very easy. And we're just seeing this happen constantly. And it's beautiful when it really happens. But the focus here has to be on streaming the intention through the physical form. And in other words, you have to feel it in your entire body. Okay, really, really important. So that's why if you are looking to start a business or create something and you're like, I'm going to make $1 million, and you give yourself 3 months to make that $1 million, if you can't hold on to the excitement of that thought of that $1 million every single moment of every single day for 3 months, forget it. You're not going to make that $1 million. Set a smaller goal, because what you're going to do is you're going to actually energetically shoot yourself in the foot. And then it's like it will backfire on you completely. And then your manifestation will change into something that you really don't want, because your consciousness is not connected to it. Okay. I hope everybody can see that. Yeah, I know. We're not pointing any fingers. I'm just using that as an example. By the way, Joe, there was an owl on Kathy's bag. So I thought of you. All right. So what's taking place now, and why I post all of those codes, because this is another question that comes up on a regular basis, is I post those codes because those codes are mastery codes, right? They're not my codes. They're universal codes. And what they do is they unlock the DNA. So if you go back to the beginning of this call, those codes help the plasma light energy work through our body to unlock the code. So when we take those codes into our physical body, whether we're reading a post from somebody or we're doing a meditation like we did earlier, those codes come in and they restructure the coding that's within our body. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody, right? And so we really need to be feeling through all of this, because this is the new way. We've shifted out of mind, which was the old 3D paradigm. And if you look at this talk tonight, you'll see that everything that I'm talking about is based on you feeling into your physical form, right? We have to start feeling it and letting ourselves have the experience of feeling it so that we can move through it and either release it or heal it or whatever needs to take place with it, right? So when these energies are coming through and you are feeling dizzy or nauseous or hot one minute, cold the next minute, right? Plasma makes you cold. Photonic light will make you feel hot. Gamma makes you feel electric, you know. Try to just go with it and let yourself feel it. We have so much more coming. Probably I'll do another call on the solstice on the 21st with more updates as they come in. My phone just lit up, so I'm going to say that's a go because it has been quiet the whole time I've been talking, which is unnatural and unheard of. But it's important for us to feel through it all, right? So if you're feeling sick and you have, you know, you find yourself with a cold or something, it's because your body needs to integrate the new energies coming in. The faster you can move into self-love, which is why I end every single one of my posts talking about self-love, the more you can move into self-love, the faster you can do that, the more you're going to shift all of this and your experience will be so much better, right? When we go through jumping timelines, if we go back to timelines for a second, when we jump timelines and we close them down, we're integrating timelines. Last year in November, when I moved into this house, I was scared to death because the last time I lived by myself and I had to support myself, I was working a corporate job back in 2000 to 2005. Now, I'm it. You know, it's my business and it's me and I have my friend who shares the house with me, but we split all the bills and you know, I don't pay any of her stuff. She doesn't pay any of my stuff. We're doing it on our own. And it's the first time that I'm doing this from my own spiritual-based business, just me, just doing the work. So it was a shock to my system, my emotional system. And the day after Thanksgiving, after we cleaned up and we got, you know, everything said and done, I had a flu-like experience for 2 days. I was in bed. I was throwing up all day for 2 days, and it was because I had jumped a quantum timeline, and I was now engaging in a new timeline experience being in this house by myself. And so, you know, this is how we work this. And I knew I needed to be in bed and I just stayed there for 2 days and I just shut everything down and I canceled all my appointments and I just took the time for me. We have to make the time for us, right? The old 3D paradigm says we take care of everybody else and we put ourselves on the back burner. We can't do that anymore. We have to take care of us. We have to do for us, right? Because when we're going through something like that, flu symptoms come and go really fast now because the energy is so fast, right? Flu is frequency, light, upgrade. So it's your body going through a frequency, light, upgrade. It comes, children are having fevers out of nowhere, and then within less than 24 hours, the fever is gone and they're back to running around playing again. Same thing for adults. We have to just be in the moment of being in the moment and not go, oh my God, I have this. Oh my God, I have that, right? We have to just stay in the experience and just let ourselves go through the shift that we need to go through. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people who are starting to experience, you know, vertigo because their electromagnetic field is not either spinning fast, their rotation is not spinning fast enough to keep up with this energy, or they are not letting go of stuff that's in their field, and they're not upgrading with the energy that's coming through. So this is where we want to really be mindful of everything that we're doing, right? So one of the other things I just want to mention, because this is what my team is always giving me, is that our vision is going to start to open more. So before I got on this call, I was meditating. And as I was in meditation, I was probably in meditation for about 20 minutes. And at the end, a neighbor's dog barked. They must have let the dog out. And it called me back just enough that a wormhole opened for me in my third eye and my vision. And there was a light being, right? I believe it was Cassiopeian. And they were doing sign language to me from third eye to my third eye. And it was like fast. I couldn't even like understand what they were saying, not that I would have understood what they were saying, but I was feeling everything what they were saying. And they were telling me that they're working on my third eye and that they're expanding more consciousness in the space that I hold. And so this is to be expected for everybody, that we are, and our beings, our families, our galactics, our angelics, our ascended teams are all working with us, you know, whether we know it or not, right? That was just such a validation that they're always around me and that I always know this. But what they're also saying is that these rainbow lights that we see now, I see them without my camera, right? I could be out and about and I'll look at the sun and in my eyes, I already see the rainbow shards and the rainbow rays and all of that stuff. That's just how it works for me these days. Not to the magnitude that my camera will display it, but my third eye has this visual in my head that it's there. And when I look at the sky in general, the clouds, I can say, and I say this all the time, wow, there's a lot of rainbow light present. And then, of course, a little shard of rainbow light pops out because it's 4D, acknowledging I'm in 4D. But I'm understanding that we're going to be going to a more prismatic kind of viewing. So expect that your third eye may experience this expansion into being able to see greater color or dynamic of color, even if you're in just a meditation, like a kaleidoscope of color. So just be prepared for that. I'm anticipating a lot of third eye activity and a lot of third eye expansion. I also woke up from a dream a few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with my team, and they were telling me that we are having a significant day on 111. And I don't like predictory stuff because it can change because the timelines change so much. But I know that we're going to have freedom codes activating again on January 10th. And when I said, yeah, January 10th, freedom codes, they were like, no, we're going to have a collective awakening again on January 11th. So this gateway that we're in, from today, the 12th to the 21st, is like the next phase of awakening, right? And we've been in 2019, which is a year of soul mastery, because 2019 adds up to 12, and then you have 12 breaking down to 3. So 12 is soul mastery, 3 is expansion. When we get into 2020, the energy of 2020, the 2-2 is a master builder number. It's a master number. It adds to 4, and 4 is foundation. So this is where everyone here needs to really start putting down their foundations for next year. It's super, super important for us to be doing that, so that we can go in with that intention that I was talking about a few minutes ago, right? Where we're intending what we're wanting to experience in our reality in 2020 is so important. And the other part of that, being reminded now, is that along with intending, right, we have to be clear about the intention that we're holding. So in other words, if a relationship is what you're desiring. We're just going to use that because it's pretty common. But if a relationship is what you're desiring, right, then you can't be desiring the relationship because you need a relationship, right? Because when you have a relationship, then you'll be happy. Or when you have a relationship, then you'll feel complete. Or when you have a relationship, then life will move forward. Those are not reasons to have a relationship, right? So if your intention is to have a relationship for any of those reasons, throw the relationship thing right out the window because you're not ready for it, right? When we want to bring in a relationship, it's at the place where we are happy just being happy within ourselves. And when we're happy within ourselves and we're happy for no reason at all, but because we're happy, that's when we bring a relationship in. And your universe will send you that relationship, because if you think about it from this perspective, everything that you already desire, that you're desiring now, everything that you think you're going to want in your future, everything that would make you happy is already present for you. It's already in your field. It's in that electromagnetic field, the vortex, the toroidal field, whatever the heck you want to call it, right? The key is to accessing it. And how do we access it? We access it by meeting that vibrational timeline, because it's already there, right? So the new house that you want, the new job that you want, the spiritual-based business that you want, the new relationship that you want, the new car that you want, all of that stuff, your soul already put that here. All you have to do is hit that vibrational timeline and it will manifest right into your reality, right? But just like all of that stuff is built into your field, all the crappy stuff is built into your field too. So you have to be careful of what you're intending, what you're calling in. That's why it's so important for us to maintain and hold the highest vibration we possibly can, because we don't want to give the universe the wrong information, because then we're going to get, instead of the new car, the 57 Chevy showing up. And you're like, universe, I didn't want that. I wanted a new car. And the universe goes, yeah, but that is a new car to you, isn't it? And you're like, yeah, no, that wasn't what I was talking about. And your universe is like, well, you weren't really clear and, you know, your vibration wasn't really high. So the 57 Chevy kind of matched your vibration and, yeah, that's a new car for you, right? So we don't want to do that, right? We want to unlock the highest potential possible. So when you think about it from the perspective that there is a version of you that is in a higher state of consciousness than the you that is you right now, right? There's a version or two of you that is higher. And also there's versions of you that are even higher than that, that are in your galactic form. And I know for some that might be hard to hear, but there are. And those versions of you are always working behind the scenes to make this version of you here now that's participating in this call the best version that you could possibly be, right? So my advice is to start calling in your future self. Call in your future self, your higher self, and be like, hey, I did this when I was clearing a cyst from my body, right? I called it in every day until it was finally time to clear the cyst, and the cyst cleared without me having to have any kind of surgery or anything. But I would call in future Maria. I'm like, hey, where are you? I need help, right? And then my vision of her was she would be running in like Wonder Woman, and she put her hands on my shoulders, look me in the eye, and be like, you got this. This is how we're going to do this. It's all good. And I'd be like, okay. And then she'd kiss my third eye and run back out again. And then I was like, wow, I'm really in good hands. My future self is here helping me out, right? We have access to this, guys. And it might sound like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's not. And you could ask anybody that's worked with me to heal any kind of issues or any kind of life situations. It works, but you got to do it. You got to work with it to get that to come in, right? So this is really how we're operating now. And if you guys join me for the call on the 21st, I'm sure I'm going to have more information, some updated tidbits for you guys. So what I'd like to do now is, if anybody has any questions, I would love to answer your questions if you have anything that you need help with or you need clarity on. No? Not one of you? Nobody has a question? I either did that good of a job or you've got to listen to this like 5 or 6 times to make sense of it all. Oh my God, I love every one of you, even those of you that are not on this call. Joanne, do you have a question? You what?
Yeah, I have one question.
Okay.
It's related to the moon.
Your sound is really wonky.
I know. From each other. Is the moon, if the moon is in Gemini right now, right?
The moon is in Gemini, yes.
What does that mean if you are a Gemini sign? Like they say next month the moon's in Cancer.
Yeah, but when we're talking about astrology, right? So a lot of people are there any astrologers on this call? No? Okay. So the moon is in Gemini tonight, and the Gemini is twins, right? And Gemini, I believe, has Mercury supporting it as a planet that supports it, right? And Gemini is a very analytical sign. Because of the energy that this moon is carrying, it's about communication, but it's also opening some pathways, and it's taking us back from where we were originally, I think in April. And so whatever might have been going on in April that needs to either be completed or needs to be started is what's going to happen now. And because it's the twins, a lot of people in the industry are calling this like the twin flame portal with this Gemini moon. I have to be honest with you. I am not really a subscriber to the whole twin flame thing because for me, my team always gives me that twin flame energy, is that narcissist empath energy that just needs to be worked out until it can be integrated, right? So the twin flame would be you and your higher self would be like a twin flame, right? Aspects of you that you have in your oversoul monad. So I don't really subscribe to that, but you know, everybody is free to have their opinion on that. It's just, that's what I know to be true for me. That you are your twin and you're working through your dark and also your light aspects of yourself. But I just look at this Gemini moon as, you know, full moons are always about culminations or endings. And so when I look at this moon, it's about coming conclusions, right? So just think about how this plays out on today. Today is 12/12. And so we're ending a 7-year anniversary of ascension with Gaia, right? So isn't it kind of magical that we have a full moon about endings? It's like, you know, this whole, I'm just going to put you on for a second because you got some background noise. So it's about, you know, ending that which has not been working. And, you know, Gemini for me is about the analytical communication. So I always say when we're in a full moon period, it's about having an awareness of the things that are not in the highest alignment and maybe stuff that, you know, wasn't said the right way in the past in whatever circumstance now gets said properly, right? Because the moon is bringing that back around again. And that solar eclipse that you're talking about is actually something we're going to talk about on the next call on the 21st, because we'll be closer to it. Once we hit the solstice energy, because it's going to take place for us here on the East Coast on the 26th, I think, like 12 a.m. in the morning. And on the West Coast, it's like at 9:58 at night. So it's on Christmas on the West Coast. And on the 26th on the East Coast here, it's a solar eclipse in Capricorn, right, Rob? But Capricorn season. I'm not a Capricorn, but I'm opposite Capricorn being a Cancer. But it's so it's this is going to be a moon that's going to have Saturn and Pluto aspects. Saturn is the taskmaster wanting us to get things done. Pluto is the wrecking ball that comes in and just wrecks everything and takes it all down, and Saturn is going to make you rebuild it. So if your foundations are not strong and your structure in your life is not strong, it's going to have you really focusing in and looking at that so that you can rebuild in some way, right? And then, so that is on the 26th in Capricorn. And Capricorn, you know, Capricorn is a sign surrounding the home, your life, your values, what you're valuing. And then we come into the new year, which is 1-1. So it's an 11 vibration, right? Manifesting the new things that you, that we are in alignment with. And then when we get to, I think it's January 10th, we have a lunar eclipse in Cancer. And lunar eclipses, like solar eclipses, so solar eclipses shine a huge spotlight on what you need to work on, and lunar eclipses shine a big moon spotlight on the illusions that we've all been under, right? Where the distortions are hidden. And Cancer is a nurturing sign. It's about, you know, the body and everything else. So there's a lot more information to come on that. I haven't tuned in on that because I was trying to stay present for this, to talk mostly about embodiment, being in alignment, because that's where we are now. So just know, going into all of that energy, right now the most important thing to know is that if there's something that needs to be communicated better or in a different way, then I would say, you know, maybe take that into consideration and work on communication with whomever. But this is really about you standing in your truth, right? Because everything that we're experiencing is being experienced by us for us. It's not being experienced for anybody else outside of us, right? This is about us always. It's about you first, always. And so it's not about anybody else. And if you think about it from the highest perspective, and I know this might be a little hard to take in, but you'll have the replay to listen to it, right? So if you think about it from this perspective, so Solaris, the sun, is a giant movie projector, and the earth is the movie screen. And your third eye, which is constantly activating, is the camera lens through which you're seeing your life show play out, right? Because you have different timelines and there are different realities in all of those timelines. And so Solaris is acting as a movie projector, giving you the amplification of the light being shed on those realities that you have the potential to be in. And the reality that you're in, that you're experiencing in this now moment, is the one that you have chosen to be in. And so your third eye is playing that out around you, right? So if you think about the timeline thing and you're saying, well, I don't really love where I am right now. I don't really love what I'm doing, the people I'm with, whatever it is, right? Then dig into embodiment. Become that which you desire. It starts with you, self-love, right? We're here for ourselves first, and then that love spills out and we can assist and support others. But you have to be in the embodiment, right? Heart-brain coherence, the brain, the heart-brain, and then the gut-brain, right? So aligning the three, right? That's why we have so many gut issues on the planet, because the gut is not in alignment. The gut's brain is out of whack. The cells that are in there have run amok and they're like their own army and they're making people sick with autoimmune issues, right? That's a problem. So this is where we have to really take the initiative on how we're operating our life, how we're managing our day-to-day experience, and what is it we want to experience in it? What do we want to see? you know, if you're the one that wants to manifest the ice cream in the refrigerator, in the freezer, without having to have a friend bring it over, then that's what you need to work on, right? But if you're okay with the friend coming by with the container of ice cream who wants to chew your ear off about her problems and you're willing to listen, then that's your reality, right? And if you're the other kind that's in third dimension, that doesn't care if you have to go to the store or the ice cream place to get your ice cream, then that's your reality. So these are how our realities are playing out for us, right? So the more present we can be and the more aware we can be about what's taking place in our reality, the better job we're going to do in navigating that experience. Does that make sense to everybody? Because this is really about you understanding exactly where you are in all of this. And then if you're not liking something that's playing out, shift. Do something that is going to shift that, right? And so in shifting it, you'll be accessing another opportunity. And believe me, the more you raise your vibration, things just fall into your lap in the most amazing kind of way, right? So when I told Kathy I was going to be painting the dragon for her with the light language symbol on it, she was all excited. And now that's in her mind, and she's holding the intention that she's getting a painted dragon with her personal light language symbol on it for me. And God help me, I haven't painted in years, but this is what is coming through, so we're gonna do this. And she's holding that in her reality, and boom, a unicorn shows up on a bag for her. She didn't even have to do anything. She wasn't even looking for the unicorn. She didn't even care about the unicorn. She was just trying to get groceries at Trader Joe's. And the next thing she knows, the guy hands her a bag and has a unicorn on. She's like, you're not going to believe this. That's great manifestation right there. That's being in alignment and in sync with your universe, right? So this is how we have to play the game. And the better we get at playing the game, the better we can be at navigating our day-to-day reality, our day-to-day experience. This is why I do these calls, not because I want to hear myself talk. I do this because I want to share the knowledge with everybody, to share the information so that we can all do this together. Because when I'm helping you, you're helping me, we're all raising the vibration of the collective consciousness on the earth plane. Every time we do this together and we help raise the consciousness and we help raise the vibration, it benefits every single one of us, because those coming up into 4D from 3D are going to benefit us in a way that we just jump right into 5D, because now we can ascend faster. It's not going to take as long because there's more people on the earth plane that are ascending their consciousness. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah. So the more people that are ascending their consciousness, the faster all of us on this call are going to move into 5D, and then life will be real groovy, right? As we're speaking, we'll be speaking rainbows. So I want you guys to be playful. I want you to have fun in all you do. Thank you so much for reading my posts, for when you share them. I'm so grateful, because it's not about me in the long run. It's about the work, right? I'm commissioned to support the collective consciousness through my writings and sharings. And I can tell you behind the scenes, you don't get the numbers on the actual physical page of the post, but it reaches tons and tons of people that are not yet brave enough to click the like button or share or like my page. But I get so much feedback from so many people who are not yet able to let their friends and family know that they subscribe to a higher conscious way of life. So you guys supporting the work and doing what you do is not just supporting me so that I could keep supporting the collective, but you're actually supporting the collective consciousness. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the support and love that you give on a constant basis. So, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for posting the sun and the moon and the rainbows and playing the games that I post, and I see you guys take run off with it, and it's awesome because this is all stuff I learned from my mentor years ago, and so it's really wonderful. So
thank you, Maria.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you.
So I'm going to unmute everybody. This way we can say goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye. Have a good night.
I'll send out the recording as soon as I can. Okay? Love you.
Bye. Bye-bye.